matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The government shutdown is in its 20th day. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is expected to bring up a bill this week that would pay federal workers and military service members who have continued to work during the shutdown. But the House is still away from Washington, as Tarian Small reports.
There is bipartisan backing, at least in this side of the Capitol, for that. The question is whether or not Speaker Johnson will call back his members to vote on such proposal. As of now, as it stands, he's pretty dug in on the fact that he's not willing to call them back until the clean continuing resolution that passed out of the House is passed out of the Senate. And if that doesn't happen, it's unlikely that any of this would see much success.
President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, and Jared Kushner are in Israel today after weekend violence threatened the peace plan for Gaza. CBS's Deborah Pata.
An Israeli security official had said aid would be halted, but today we're hearing that will not be the case, and I imagine that will be a key issue as top U.S. negotiators try to keep the peace process on track.
Israel says the Red Cross has received the body of another hostage from Hamas. School officials in Uvalde, Texas, are attempting to chart a new course as Legacy Elementary School opens for the first time. It will house third, fourth, and fifth graders, an attempt to push past the tragedy of Robb Elementary School, where 19 students and two teachers were gunned down in 2022. Superintendent Ashley Colas.
We're just blessed to have this day and to be here to observe it with them in our hearts.
CBS's Deborah Rodriguez reports there's fresh evidence that newer guidelines for avoiding peanut allergies are working.
A new study in the journal Pediatrics finds the number of allergic cases in kids has dropped sharply since experts began recommending parents introduce their infants to peanuts. That followed a landmark trial 10 years ago that found babies could cut their chances of developing an allergy by more than 80%. Since, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases shifted recommendations 2 years later, the just-released research finds the rate of peanut allergies in children under three has plummeted 43%.
Amazon said its cloud computing service is recovering from a major outage that disrupted online activity around the world. David DeRogatis is a cybersecurity expert.
Think of it as the digital phone book. It allows you to type in a website and it routes traffic to the appropriate place. It sounds from Amazon there was an issue with how sites were being routed.
The service provides remote computing services to many apps, websites, and governments. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with a quick news update. Racine's Common Council meets at 6 tonight for Mayor Corey Mason's 2026 budget address. People can attend in person at City Hall or watch online through the city's YouTube page. The Racine Unified School Board will review its final 2025-26 budget tonight, which includes a plan to cut more than 35 jobs, including 26 teaching positions. The meeting starts at 6:30 and will be streamed online. Racine Republican Will Martin is launching another run for lieutenant governor, saying he wants to restore opportunity in Wisconsin. Martin, who ran in 2022, kicks off his campaign today in Columbus. Racine police are offering a free workshop Thursday to help business owners prevent shoplifting and secure merchandise. Officer Emily Draves will lead the training at the Main Street Cop House. A bipartisan bill would let Milwaukee install up to 75 traffic cameras to catch speeders and red light runners. Supporters say it'll save lives, while critics worry it could unfairly target drivers. High school football playoffs are here, and Racine Case faces Kenosha Bradford again after last week's Big Eagle win. Racine Lutheran, Union Grove, Burlington, and Waterford also made the postseason. Case versus Bradford will air Friday on WRJN. And that's the news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman, with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers outlast the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Arizona, where the Packers beat the Cardinals here last night, 27-23. The Packers substitute kicker, Lucas Haversick, set a new franchise record with a 61-yard field goal. Micah Parsons had three quarterback sacks in the game, the most in his career. Parsons also jumped off sides, allowing the Cardinals to stay alive, but Rashawn Gary able to force a fumble that Green Bay recovered.
The big play, the offsides by me, which is completely unacceptable. We got a right back when we came out and RG with the fumble, so that's the complimentary side. They mess up, make up for us, and we made up for them, and that's the good thing.
The road trip got off to a bad start when the team plane had to be grounded due to a mechanical problem. They didn't leave for Phoenix until 7 o'clock Saturday night.
Obviously, we already have a long, you know, plane ride, and then we were sitting basically on the terminal for about 5 or some hours.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A lot of sunshine for your Monday afternoon, but clouds will be on the increase. Gusty south winds to 30 and highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, look for some showers across the area, staying breezy with mid-40s. Another round of showers Tuesday with low to mid-50s. It's 60 at our studios.
All the feeling that I have hiding here for you. cherish me as much as I cherish you.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We've got a great show for you this afternoon. Of course, Diane Carlson will join us from the Racine Arts Council. There's a fundraiser going on this weekend for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and Tommy Stark is going to tell us about that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. And of course, we've also got your 5 o'clock class reunion, three great songs from one great year. Today, we're going to feature the class of 1960. It's all coming up on today's show on WRJN.
That you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
No.
local news and timeless hits there from Linda Ronstadt and You're No Good on WRJN. Let's take a little ride, shall we? Let's hop in the car here in Racine, stick the key in the ignition and fire it up and tune that radio either to the historic 1400 AM or in Racine here to 99.9 FM. That's where you can hear the crystal clear timeless hits on WRJN. Then let's head south. Let's head south to Kenosha and we can tune our radio to 98.1 FM. That's where you can hear those timeless hits in Kenosha. And then let's head back north again, back through Racine, back up into Caledonia, into Oak Creek and into South Milwaukee. And that's where you're going to hear us on our brand new frequency, 107.3. So four great signals, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and then to the north, 107.3. And thanks for listening to those timeless hits here on WRJN.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud. It's rich. It's straight up delicious. Order the new garlic five cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Hey, at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find this Halloween.
Thirsty.
Oh, hey, Frankenstein. Did you enjoy that Cabernet?
Oh, good. What margarita?
Well, all the villagers are raving about this tequila.
Ooh.
And we have it at the lowest price in town.
Economical.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly. B21.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Shabam-shabam. Dibam-shabam. Dibam-shabam. Dibam-shabam.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you. Thank you. millions of people go by.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and now a song from the Fifth Dimension. Now, the Fifth Dimension loved this song. They were shocked to find out it was written by a Caucasian 20-year-old girl from New York City by the name of Laura Nyro, and after this song became a hit, they recorded several other of her songs, including Sweet Blindless, Blown Away, and Save the Country. But from 1968, here's Stoned Soul Picnic. It's the Fifth Dimension on WRJN. are your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and the Don Rosen Morning Show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week, and now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com. Let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. A big budget night in Racine as the mayor lays out plans for 2026. The Common Council meets at 6 tonight at City Hall to hear Mayor Corey Mason's budget address. People can listen in by getting a seat in council chambers at City Hall, or you could stay home and stream it online through the city's YouTube page. Budget talks are also on the agenda tonight for the Racine Unified School District. Board members will review their final spending plan for the next school year, with a plan to trim more than 35 positions overall, including 26 teaching jobs. Racine Republican Will Martin wants another shot at statewide office. Martin, a businessman and member of the state's GOP Executive Committee, says he's running for lieutenant governor to, quote, restore opportunity in Wisconsin. He finished fifth in the 2022 GOP primary, but says this time the stakes are higher, with jobs and home ownership harder to find. Martin's holding his campaign kickoff today at a chemical plant in Columbus. Racine police are helping local business owners fight back against shoplifting. This week, the department's hosting a free seminar on how to protect merchandise and handle theft situations. It's part of their Business Owner Seminar Series, or BOSS, at the Main Street Cop House. Officer Emily Draves, who used to work in retail loss prevention, will lead the session. The seminar runs Thursday morning. There's more on the police department's social media pages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime on WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A lot of sunshine for your Monday afternoon, but clouds will be on the increase. Gusty south winds to 30 and highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, look for some showers across the area, staying breezy with mid-40s. Another round of showers Tuesday with low to mid-50s. Currently 62 degrees.
Stones, had an old gold Chevy and a place of my own, but the biggest kick I
local news and timeless hits there from Elton John. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for listening this afternoon. I just found a new game that could be very addicting, I think. How good are you at guessing the asking price of a house? You can find out with a new game called Curb Value. You're going to be shown a picture, and the challenge is to guess the listing price of the house within 5%. You get five guesses, and then they'll tell you if you should go higher or lower after each guess. So if you want to find it, again, it's called Curb Value. Just go to Google and type in Curb Value Game. You'll find it, no problem. But that could be very addicting.
Hey, hey, Paula. I want to marry you. Hey, hey, Paula. No one else could ever do. I've waited so long for school to be through. Paula, I can't wait no more for. My love, my love.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It says here a study found that workers spend about an hour a day at work messing around on their personal computers or smartphones. Yeah, they're probably applying for other jobs.
Can't buy me love. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love, can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
WRJN.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I always wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.
It's the Carpenters, Rainy Days and Mondays on WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. We are your home for high school football, and this Friday night we've got a Level 1 WIAA playoff game between Kenosha Bradford and Racine Case. Dick Rousseff is going to have the call of the game for you this Friday night, pregame at 6:40, kickoff at 7 here on WRJN. High school football, your Friday night tradition, brought to you by Lee's Deli and by Main Street Bakery.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do. Cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Come on,
well, it feels so good.
58 years, WRJN is your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Connie Fellman in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Then, everything you never needed to know about kissing, we'll tell you about it coming up. Pucker up on WRJN.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump's envoys are in Israel after a violent weekend in Gaza threatened his peace plan. Today at the White House, he warned Hamas.
They got very rambunctious and they did things that they shouldn't be doing. And if they keep doing it, then we're going to go in and straighten it out. And it'll happen very quickly and pretty violently, unfortunately.
BBC correspondent Frank Gardner.
U.S. pressure is absolutely key to keeping this ceasefire deal on track. Without the U.S., it's really almost certainly going to fall apart. And my understanding, and I spoke to various officials in the last 24 hours, that there has been a lot of behind-the-scenes U.S. pressure on the Israeli side to exercise restraint because there are forces here pushing for a complete resumption of a full-scale war in Gaza.
Israel's military says it's received the body of another hostage from Hamas. President Trump said today he could go to China early next year. The White House in Beijing are preparing to return to the negotiating table following Trump's latest tariffs threat. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
In terms of U.S. consumers, not a lot's